Welcome to WDOT, and we have Kat Bianco with World News.
The coronavirus was first announced in China less than 2 weeks ago, and since then the virus has spread rapidly, sickening around 6,000 people and killing 132 people. There have been reported cases in 14 countries outside of China, including 5 in the U.S. Scientists have just released letters containing the molecular layout of the disease, and scientists all over the world quickly gained them in order to attempt to create a vaccine that could stop this deadly disease. Also, U.S. forces retrieved the remains of two military members Tuesday from the site of a plane crash in Afghanistan in the Taliban-controlled Ghazni province. The U.S. military claimed that there were no signs that the crash was caused by an attack from the enemy. The two service members who perished in the crash were Paul Voss from Guam and Ryan Fanuff from the state of New Hampshire. And lastly, Israel postponed plans to join considerable parts of the West Bank in neighboring Palestine after Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu swore to act on President Trump's new Middle East peace plan with the goal of ending a large period of conflict between the Israeli people and the Palestinians. However, the Palestinians furiously turned down Trump's plan, which would enable Israel to annex all its establishments in the West Bank while giving the Palestinians restricted self-rule over the Gaza Strip and small parts of the West Bank, and giving Israel all of East Jerusalem. And now to Ben for national news.
Today, senators will commence the final day of questioning on Capitol Hill before a vote on whether new witnesses should be allowed to testify in the impeachment trial. Republicans believe that they would have enough votes to block new witnesses from testifying, but now two Republican senators, Mitt Romney of Utah and Susan Collins of Maine, have already spoken in favor of allowing new witnesses to testify. Two other Republican senators are said to have spoken in favor of allowing new witnesses to testify in closed-door meetings. The Democrats' final push to allow witnesses to testify comes after former National Security Advisor John Bolton released a manuscript of his book where he said the president personally sought to withhold $400 million worth of aid to investigations into Ukraine. If this is true, it would undercut a key component of the president's legal defense that the decision to freeze the aid was independent from his request that Ukraine investigate Democratic candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. Remember, the number Democrats need to in a vote to allow witnesses is 51. In other news, Homeland Security and the United States Customs and Border Protection Agency discovered the longest smuggling tunnel ever found on the U.S.-Mexico border. The tunnel, 4,309 feet long, stretched from Tijuana, Mexico, to the outskirts of San Diego, California, nearly doubles the size of the previous longest smuggling tunnel, which also let out in San Diego. Officials believe that the cost of building this tunnel totaled around $1 million and could have serviced hundreds of million dollars worth in drug sales. Now to Jasper with local news.
This month in Port News, the Port Washington Board of Education held a meeting on December 10th and discussed a number of topics. The meeting included the two major topics that included the cost of new roofing needs in the development property of Sands Point. The board also discussed the idea of solar panels, and the district has consulted with multiple brands in the past, but the proposals were never submitted to the district for work. The Jewish National Fund Housing Development Society supporters gathered recently in Sands Point to discuss improvements on providing affordable housing with access to schools, jobs, and other amenities within the community. At the most recent news, the Town of North Hempstead board meeting was held on December 19th. The town board approved on the resolution of agreement with the Village of Port Washington North and the Village of Manor Haven to design and construct improvements on roads and properties to enhance the safety of school routes taken by children when traveling to school. And here's Zach with the sports.
The loss of Kobe Bryant is still being heard all around the world. NBA players will now give up numbers 28 and 24 in loss of Kobe. The Lakers have not played since last Saturday night when LeBron passed Kobe in all-time scoring points. LeBron is questionable for tomorrow's game because of mental health issues regarding Kobe Bryant. Red Sox star Mookie Betts is on the trade block. Will he be going to the Padres or the Dodgers? The Super Bowl is on Sunday. If the Chiefs win, will this make Patrick Mahomes the best quarterback in the NFL? The NFL Awards are on Saturday. Is Lamar the sure frontrunner for MVP, or is Bosa the Rookie of the Year? Nolan Arenado is extremely unhappy in Colorado and will request a trade. Chris Bryant has lost arbitration and will become an unrestricted free agent next year. And the MLB Players Association will now tell truth in case for no punishment for the Houston Astros. How big is Nick Bosa for these 49ers players, and how much is he needed for them to win? Yasiel Puig is still the biggest free agent left in MLB free agency. Where will he sign? And now on to weather with Greenberg.
It's a beautiful day today, and it's almost Friday, so let's keep those smiles up. It's supposed to be a bit cloudy tomorrow, with a high of 45 degrees and a low of 35. But it's okay, because on Sunday, the sun will come out just a little more than on Friday, with the high being 45 again and the low being 32, so a little more chilly. And then on Sunday, when you sleep in, it's going to be Super Bowl Sunday, and the sun will be out. The high is 46. And the low's 35. The sun's going to be out, I said. Isn't that the craziest thing you've ever heard? Now on to Coco with science.
Thank you, Greenberg. Welcome to the technology update. Did you know your smart TV is secretly listening to everything you say? Yes, that's right. Some modern smart TVs have a microphone inside the television itself that picks up and hears mostly everything you say. Don't just take my word for it. Even the FBI agrees. They say while you're watching your favorite shows, movies, and etc., it can also be a passageway for some unwanted hackers to get into your home. So please be careful. And here's Michael with business.
Coronavirus may be a major health threat, but it has also been a potential fear in terms of the U.S. economy.
There have been signs of the U.S. building up defenses to diminish the threat. On the opposite end of the spectrum, the virus might also help bring jobs to the United States. Now the Super Bowl is this Sunday, and the chicken industry must be booming. With an expected 98.2 million people watching the Super Bowl, we can only imagine how many wings are going to be eaten and how much money these chicken corporations will make. Now moving back to the coronavirus side of things, the Dow lost 200 points, in other words 0.7%, due to the death toll of the coronavirus rising. Now, people betting against Elon Musk's company Tesla have lost over $1 billion altogether due to the company doing very well. And finally, Penn National bought 36% of the sports media company Barstool Sports for a total of $163 million, now over the layout with the Grammys.
The 2020 Grammys kicked off with a tribute to Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna. Alicia Keys and Boyz II Men sang It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday in honor of Kobe Bryant and his daughter. Tyler, the Creator came in with an amazing performance, including lighting the stage on fire. And to top it off, he brought home a Grammy for Best Rap Album. Billie Eilish wins 5 Grammys, including Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Best New Artist, and Best Pop Vocal Album. Plus, she sings When the Party's Over with her brother Phineas on the piano. Lizzo came out with her flute singing 'Cause I Love You and ending it with Truth Hurts. And to top it off, she brought home 2 Grammys, one for Best Traditional R&B Performance and Best Pop Solo Performance for her hit song Truth Hurts. In other news, Birds of Prey comes out next Friday on February 7th, a spin-off of the movie Suicide Squad starring Harley Quinn. Gretel and Hansel, A Grim Fairy Tale, comes out Friday, January 31st. Now here's Carly with Schreiber News.
Alright, about Schreiber News, Paige Nettenschein and Andrew Athanasian have been named Athletes of the Month for the month of January. Paige has played girls winter track, and Andrew has played hockey. Both have had really great seasons so far, and for Andrew, it's come to an end. He's been really great in hockey, and he's going to be really good in lacrosse. Good luck to Harvard. And now, for Port boys basketball, it looks like they're returning to the finals with their starting lineup that includes number 21, Jalen Griffin, who might be the best athlete in the school, number 4, Brendan Caslow, number 11, Vulcan Levent, number 34, Dylan Trenman, and number 22, Matt Schmidt. Now, just yesterday, the boys lost to Baldwin by a score of 63-46. Not really new news because they lost them last time, but a good thing JV basketball did beat them for the first time. Will they go the counties? Who knows? And now here's Emma with offbeat news.
Remember Oscar Mayer's iconic Wiener on Wheels? Well, the giant hot dog got a ticket from Wisconsin's sheriff deputy because the driver failed to give enough room to another car on a road with emergency lights. Two elephants happily escaped from a Russian circus and went for a walk and a roll in the snow. They did this in the middle of Russia's third largest city, gaining stares from those passing by. Watch out for snow, rain, and hail, and falling iguanas. The National Weather Service routinely warns people about falling rain, snow, and hail, but because of temperatures are dropping so low in South Florida this year, they are warning about falling iguanas. So watch out and bring your umbrellas.
This was WDOT. Thank you for listening to our show.